students finished the week at Elmendorf Air Force Base this afternoon checking out C-17s and F-22s. APRN's Susanna Caldwell caught up with the students yesterday. She reports that the group learned there's more to aviation careers than just being a bush pilot.
On his 18th birthday, Gregory Stronghart found out that careers in aviation go far beyond the things he's seen growing up in the western Alaska village of Nunam Iqua. For example, on his birthday, he got arrested. Visiting the Ted Stevens International Airport Fire and Rescue Center Thursday morning, the police even cuffed him up and put him in the back of a police cruiser. His gag arrest was part of one of the many aviation facility tours he and his fellow campers went on to explore possible careers in the aviation industry. For 1 week, they visited different places around Anchorage that do work in the industry, including Linden Air Cargo, Merrill Field's Control Tower, Lake Hood, and the Aviation Heritage Museum. Stronghart says that he's wanted to be a pilot for years, but that the trip has given him a better idea of what he needs to do to achieve his goals.
Well, first I'd like to get my private pilot's license. Then I'd like to get a commercial pilot license to fly people around and cargo. Then after that, I'd want to get, to fly one of those really big planes around the world. That's my goal for now.
It's all stuff he's learned at the camp.
It shows me the opportunities, what I could become a pilot and what I could be doing in the future. Like where I could be flying. People showed me places of Japan, Europe, and some other cool places. Really made it pretty interesting for me. Makes me want to go out and explore too, like the world.
James Joe, 14 and from Hooper Bay, thought the most fun came in the form of a full-motion flight simulator.
It's like you go in a full-body cockpit, like up there, but then instead of screens, you're five screens on each side, left. And when you turn back left, you'll feel like you're going left. Like it was a... You have to measure how fast it takes because of the air density.
He talks about the difference of air density between Anchorage and Denver and how it affects how a plane stays in the air. Then he talks about radar simulators and air traffic control simulators, heavy stuff for the students, all between the ages of 11 and 18. But for Joe, his inspiration is simple.
Seeing birds flying over me inspires me to become a pilot.
Along with the aviation tours, the students have also been doing regular city things, swimming at Goose Lake, riding the bus, shopping at the popular Fifth Avenue Mall, and just being typical teenagers. The students will also visit Elmendorf Air Force Base to view the fighter planes and a control tower before returning to their homes in western Alaska. In Anchorage, I'm Susanna Caldwell.